Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Associated Press's China correspondent Christopher Bodine gives a roundup of Chinese President Xi Jinping's closing address on Tuesday to the annual session of the ceremonial parliament in Beijing.
Xi pledged that he would defend every inch of Chinese territory and said that any plots or tricks to divide the motherland, as he put it, would be doomed to failure. Now, those remarks seemed especially directed at Taiwan, the self-governing island democracy which China claims as its own territory, and which Xi seems especially intent on bringing under Beijing's control during his time in office. Christopher Bodine, Beijing.
Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is due to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House Tuesday as part of a trip to the United States that comes amid heightened tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Bill Gallo has more.
A senior White House official said the meeting is a tremendous opportunity to make progress and discuss Iran's destabilizing activities in the region. Trump has explicitly sided with the Sunni monarchy in its rivalry with Shiite Iran. The Crown Prince, known as MBS, seems eager to take advantage. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
A homemade bomb blew up at a FedEx Corporation distribution center early Tuesday, injuring one person. It's the fifth explosion in the southern state of Texas this month. It was bound for Austin, the site of four other bombings. Officials did not say if they believe the device, which exploded at the FedEx facility near San Antonio, was the work of a serial bomber who police feared may be responsible for the four earlier devices. This is VOA News. Zayed Raad al-Hussein, the United Nations human rights chief, called on those who are perpetrating crimes in Syria to be brought before a court to answer for them.
This must be assured and made non-negotiable for the victims to uphold the legitimacy of the UN, including the Security Council, to deter and prevent future violations, and to advance the pursuit of human rights without fear or favor around the world.
Zayed al-Hussein said he also criticized the Security Council for not being more decisive in ending the suffering. The Commissioner for Human Rights said the Syrian conflict and the impunity that it characterizes is breaking our world. The world's last male northern white rhino has died, leaving only two females of its subspecies alive in the world. Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
The Kenyan Conservancy taking care of the rhino, named Sudan, said the 45-year-old was euthanized after a rapid deterioration in an age-related condition led to changes in his muscles and bones and extensive skin wounds. There is still a chance the northern white rhino will be revived, though. A copy of Sudan's genetic material was taken on the day of his death, in the hope that future technology will bring the species back from extinction.
That was reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. The United States and South Korea have announced they'll be resuming their joint military exercises next month, even as preparations are underway for U.S. President Donald Trump's anticipated meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Dhruv Takikar has that story.
Seoul confirmed the decision on Tuesday, setting the date for April the 1st. Full Eagle is a four-week field exercise, and Key Resolve is a computer simulation. The Pentagon said earlier Tuesday this year will see 24,000 U.S. troops and 300,000 South Korean forces running drills. In the past, the North has insisted the exercises are actually preparations for war. A delegation from Seoul that visited Kim Jong-un had said Kim had told them he understood the allies must continue the drills, but Pyongyang never confirmed this.
That's Dhruv Takikar. Turkey on Tuesday slammed a United Nations rights report on its state of emergency as rife with unfounded allegations and said the criticism chimed with propaganda efforts of terrorist organizations. The report called on Turkey to end the state of emergency in place since July 2016, saying it had led to massive and serious human rights violations in the largely Kurdish southeast, including killings and torture. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today.